proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about how God interacted with people in the Bible, we turn our attention to Moses. God manifested himself as a personal deity. Throughout the Bible, he networked with specific individuals, revealing facets of his character to them. Today we look at Moses. Exodus chapter 3 recorded Moses' initial encounter with God. While pastoring his father-in-law's Jethro's flocks in the wilderness of Sinai, Moses beheld a flame of fire emanating from a bush. To his surprise, the bush remained unburned. When Moses turned aside to further observe that phenomenon, God called to him and commissioned Moses to lead the Israelites out of their bondage in Egypt. The Jews did not initially follow Moses when he came to them. Upon seeing him and Aaron, they blamed him, in the words of Exodus 5, because, quote, "Ye have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us," unquote. Moses' relationship with the Israelites remained rocky from then on. The Jewish people's attitude did not improve thereafterwards in the wilderness. They blamed Moses and implicitly blamed God for any hardships they endured. Whether their travails involved a lack of meat, as in Exodus 16, a lack of water, as in Exodus 17, or difficulties in their travel route, as in Numbers 21. Whenever the travails of the Jewish people involved any difficulties whatsoever, they responded with this common refrain, quote, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord," unquote. They did not appreciate the leadership that God provided them through Moses. Nevertheless, Moses continued to pray for the Jewish nation. He did so when they went to war against the Amalekites, as recorded in Exodus chapter 17. On that occasion, he sat on a stone and raised his hands toward heaven. So long as his arms remained uplifted, the Israelites prevailed in battle, a fight in which they ultimately emerged triumphant. The 32nd chapter of Exodus contained one of the greatest examples of Moses' intercessory ministry. The Jewish people had sinned against God by fashioning, then worshiping, a golden calf. God threatened to wipe out the entire Jewish nation and create from them a greater nation coming from Moses' descendants. Moses pleaded with God according to Exodus 32, quote, "This people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written," unquote. God heard Moses' intercessory prayer and spared the Jewish nation from judgment on that occasion. The narrative found in Numbers 14 described an analogous incident. Despite God's invitation to enter the land of Canaan and occupy it themselves, the Israelites refused to do so. Their lack of faith in God angered him. God asked Moses, quote, "How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me, for all the signs which I have showed among them?" Unquote. God actually threatened to smite the Jewish people with the pestilence, disinherit them, and make a greater nation and mightier nation. Once again, Moses intervened with God on behalf of the Jewish people, and once again, his intercession was successful. The writer of Psalm 77 note that God, quote, "Let us thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron," unquote. Moses served as a mediator for the Jewish people, interceding with God on their behalf. Despite the way they treated him and continued to treat him, Moses still prayed for the Jews. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.